Let me first start by introducing myself. I'm Ellen Tice, and I'm the Director of Library Services here at Stellenbosch University. And I'm also the conference chair for the Berlin 10 Open Access Conference. This is a title that I have actually given myself because I haven't done anything about the conference. As many of you know, my colleagues, Reggie, Ina, Rene, Lucia, the rest of the library team and the university team have actually done all the work. I've just given this title to myself so that the Vice Chancellor actually think I am actually doing some work at Stellenbosch University. But dear guests and participants, it is my distinct honor and privilege to welcome you all to the 10th Berlin Open Access Conference. I am delighted that so many of you from so many parts of the world could have joined us in Stellenbosch for this historic occasion. I am delighted to acknowledge the presence of a few of our special guests and representatives of our partner institutions. Professor Wieland Gevers, the Executive Director of ASIF, the Academy of Science of South Africa. Professor Arnold van Sail, the Vice-Chancellor of the Technical University of Chemnitz in Germany. Professor Bernhard Schutz of the Albert Einstein Institute of the Max Planck Institute, Germany. Mr. Chris Bird, he is a Senior Solicitor of the Wellcome Trust of the United Kingdom. Dr. Carlos Russell from the World Bank, the United States of America. Dr. Banu Nupani, who is from UNESCO in France. And also we have with us Dr. Nkobo, the Chair of the Portfolio Committee of Science and Technology. When the opportunity arose to host the conference, Stellenbosch University had no reservation and hesitation to seize it wholeheartedly. There are three reasons for this. Firstly, Stellenbosch University is a passionate proponent for open access. Indeed, our enthusiasm is clearly revealed in the fact that we are the first higher education institution signatory of the Berlin Declaration in Africa. We have spearheading open access as a philosophy, a process, and a service. We believe that open access as a scholarly publication model is something that all institutions should take up and advance. Today, Stellenbosch University is proud of a thriving digital research repository, SunScholar, which contains more than 40,000 items. We publish 18 journal open access titles using the open journal systems. And we have an open access fund to support researchers who want to publish in open access journals. Hosting this conference is an opportunity to share and learn even more and to share our success with colleagues. Secondly, and more importantly, the hosting of the conference on African soil offers a historic and unique opportunity for African institutions and organizations to become part of the discussion to improve publication models and to use network infrastructures to promote science. Researchers and academics from across the continent will be able to benefit from this conference. It is a simple fact that numerous research and academic institutions in Africa and other developing countries simply cannot afford the high cost of access to academic information. This problem is not simply addressed by bandwidth expansion and easy access to electronic media. Researchers and scientists need access to trusted and authoritative information. This is why open access is a viable option supporting improved research production in Africa. Thirdly and finally, we love welcoming our colleagues from around the world to Stellenbosch in our beautiful country. I will say no more about this, but let you experience why in the program we have arranged for you tonight, the conference itself and the surroundings carefully assembled to bid you a most special welcome. The short program tonight will include a welcome message from the Rector and Vice-Chancellor of Stellenbosch University, Professor Russell Botman. This will be followed by a performance of the Libertas Choir. The Libertas Choir was established in January 1989 to promote a spirit of trust and unity in a country characterized by divisions. Johan de Villiers, Professor in Mathematics at Stellenbosch University and founder of the Libertas Choir, has been the choir's conductor since 1989. His inspiring leadership, unique characteristics, and exceptional competencies, inter alia, choral recitals, and choral training, enjoy worldwide recognition and esteem. The Libertas Choir is regarded as one of South Africa's best cultural products. We are delighted to share this performance with you this evening. After the choir's performance, coffee will be served in the foyer of the conservatoire. May I now present to you Professor Russell Botman, who will welcome you to Stellenbosch University. Professor Heyman Russell Botman has been Rector and Vice-Chancellor of Stellenbosch University since 2007 and was reappointed for a second five-year term earlier this year. He also serves as a Director of Higher Education South Africa and a Vice President of the Association of African Universities. Professor Botman believes that science should guide Africa's development. He has been the driving force behind Stellenbosch University's HOPE project as a vehicle for the institution's transformation and positioning it in the 21st century. And it was under his leadership that the university became the first higher education institution in Africa to sign the Berlin Declaration in 2010. So once again, please feel warmly welcome, and I invite Professor Botman to come forward. Thank you.
Distinguished guests, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, my claim to fame is that I know Ellen, and that she, and I know her as a driver who had a very important role in getting us where we are as a university, but also getting us together where we are here at Stellenbosch University and in this beautiful town. So when I say welcome because many people worked with her to make this possible. Now, to understand what's happening within the context of Africa, one has to understand that many universities were very strong universities in the 80s, and since 1987 to where we are now, Africa as a continent has lost 11% of its share in world science. But sub-Saharan Africa saw a decrease in its share of 31%. Now, Africa's research output amounts to just 0.7% of the global total, while our continent is home to, and you know, 1 to 7 people on the planet. It is one of the biggest challenges of humanity that we're facing on this continent, and it's one of the biggest challenges that we're facing together with you in this conference as a very important part of our conversations. But what is important is that wherever you go in Africa, you're beginning to feel the enthusiasm growing, the enthusiasm for knowledge production, the enthusiasm to be part of a community of global knowledge builders, and you can find it in many places. Because Africa clearly has aspirations to grow its share in global knowledge production, and open access is an important tool to realize that aspiration. And we know it, and we understand it, and we want to be close to it, and we want to grow with it on this continent. Knowledge production is important for us because it drives development, and it will drive the development of the knowledge economy on this continent, and we know it, and therefore we look at open access and the open access debate and the open access conference, this Berlin conference and the Berlin 10 conference here, and we look at it and we say, tell ourselves that if we want to accelerate the development of Africa, we must embrace open access. Now, Stellenbosch University has made a strong commitment to excellence and to relevance, and that is why we decided to sign the Berlin Declaration on Open Access to Knowledge in the Science and Humanities in 2010. And it was a deliberate decision, an important decision, as part of the strategy of our university, but what we think should be the strategy driving this continent's knowledge development. And that is why we are proud hosts of this conference. And that is why we are glad to have you as our guests, people committed to the greatest tool, the greatest accelerator of our future. Now, for us, the aims and the what we do within working with relevance and excellence is captured in our institutional program called the HOPE Project. And within it, we're looking at how hope can be a guiding academic concept for an institution, for a country, for a continent, looking at drivers for its future and for the next generation. Places to ask critical questions about reality, to look at problems in a scientific manner, and to use science to make a difference. We think that you are the hope makers, not only of our continent, but of our world. And you are making that hope for many people, for many young people who are looking at their future, and all they see is despair, and sometimes false hope, depending on which context they find themselves in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all the best, because a lot depends on what you do. May your deliberations be fruitful and deliver good results. But my task is to say, enjoy the stay in this place while you're here. Enjoy the stay and be with us. And please do not hesitate to call on us if there's anything we can do to make your stay better. And when the conference is over, don't forget Stellenbosch is this inviting place. Stay a little longer. And if you've not done so yet, we'd urge you to enjoy the tourism offerings of Stellenbosch and Cape Town and the Western Cape and the rest of South Africa. And after that, we gladly welcome you back to Stellenbosch to start all over again. Now it is time to enjoy the best talent on offer tonight here and in this region, brought together in the Libertas Choir. I say thank you again for everybody who worked very hard to make this conference a possibility. We do this work and we sometimes forget that we are working at the edges of the next generation. Enjoy the evening. Thank you.